Good morning. I think we are ready to start, and welcome to all of you. And today we will take an historic decision. At the Wales Summit, our heads of state and government tasked us to consider whether Montenegro is ready for membership in our alliance. In taking this decision, you will be inviting Montenegro to begin the process to join us around this table as a full member of the NATO alliance. We have also prepared a broader statement on our open door policy, which outlines the accompaniments of our aspirant countries and the next steps we envision in our relationship with them. I now ask you to confirm that we have consensus to invite Montenegro to begin accession talks to join our alliance and to issue this statement to the public. Can you confirm that we have consensus? Yeah. I see that we have, so thank you. NATO's open door policy has helped to spread security, stability, and the democratic values for which the alliance stands. We are stronger, more effective as an alliance because our door has remained open. Let me now invite the representatives of Montenegro, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and European Integration, Igor Lukšić, and Minister of Defense, Miloš Pejanović Drucic, to join us for the next meeting. I think they are ready to join us. And then we see Frank-Walter Steinmeier. But you're already a member. So welcome and good morning to both of you. And the NATO foreign ministers have just taken a historic decision to invite Montenegro to start accession talks to become the 29th member of our alliance. We congratulate the government of Montenegro and the people of Montenegro on their efforts and on their achievement. This is a very good day for Montenegro, a good day for the Western Balkans, and a good day for the whole alliance. Well before Montenegro became independent in 2006, your country embarked on a unique journey to re-establish itself as a sovereign country, to consolidate its democratic institutions in accordance with the European standards, and to strengthen the rule of law, and to reintegrate with the rest of the continent. Since 2009, NATO and Montenegro have worked closely together through the Membership Action Plan. We have had substantial discussions on reform, on regional security, and on many other topics. All through these years, we saw your country's unwavering commitment to our common values and to international security. Today, we see the concrete results of this commitment. Of course, this is not the end of the road. Important work remains to be done on defense adaptation, on domestic reform, especially rule of law, and to continue to make progress in demonstrating public support for Montenegro's NATO membership. These are issues that will continue to that we will continue to monitor as we start the accession talks and during the ratification process. Montenegro's accession to NATO will be another important step in the Euro-Atlantic integration of the entire Western Balkans region. And it makes clear that NATO keeps its door open to complete our vision of a Europe whole, free and at peace. And therefore I'm very glad to have you both here, to have Foreign Minister Lucic and Defence Minister Pjanović Duručić with us today at this meeting to celebrate this milestone. We look forward to welcoming you as a member of our alliance. So Minister Lucic, you have been there many times before, but this is the first time after we have decided to invite you to become a full member. So welcome, it's great to see you again. So you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary General. Excellencies, a very good morning to you all. It's a true honor and privilege to address you at this historical meeting for my country. We're both humbled and excited with your decision to invite Montenegro to join the alliance. It is recognition of our great efforts, energy and dedication implementing reforms to qualify for membership. Throughout this process, as partners, we have forged a relationship based on understanding and sense of common purpose. Today, we're opening a new chapter for a deeper, closer bond as allies. We are proud of what we have achieved in just 9 years since we joined Partnership for Peace. This is indeed a great day for my country. I believe a well-deserved one. I'm confident this is an equally important moment for the alliance. By opening your door to Montenegro, both literally and symbolically, you've showed why this alliance is so vital and strong. Invitation to Montenegro is great news for the Western Balkans as well, for strengthening of its security and stability. This is a good signal for our region, which will have one more friend in the Euro-Atlantic family. Ladies and gentlemen, we are fully aware that the invitation is not the end of the process, but the beginning of a new one. We want to complete tasks in the accession period with equal success. So rest assured, Montenegro is fully committed to continuation of reforms with the same intensity and a new vigour. We'll continue building further track record in fighting organised crime and corruption, making sure we have an overwhelming public support for membership and further adapt the defence sector. We are determined to constantly improve and work tirelessly, not to please others, but to change our society for the better. These are very sensitive and challenging times for the Alliance. We understand that unity and solidarity are needed now more than ever. I can assure you that Montenegro already acts as a 29th member in giving its contribution to the Euro-Atlantic stability. We stand ready to share a burden and stand shoulder to shoulder with the allies. Dear colleagues, I'd like to take this opportunity to once again thank all of you, and you, Mr. Secretary General, and your staff for being with us every step of the way. We wouldn't be here without you. Next May, Montenegro is celebrating the 10th anniversary of its independence. I'd like to invite all of you and your high officials to visit Montenegro and celebrate this important date with us. Dear friends, by inviting Montenegro to join NATO, you have made the right decision. We vow to be a member you'll be all proud of. Let's paraphrase a famous movie sentence. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful alliance. Thank you.
Thank you, and once again, welcome, and you're right, this is really the beginning of a very beautiful alliance. So welcome again, and now I'll ask the media to leave the room so we will continue the other part of the meeting.